We have a couple of very special guests in our studio. They are Aaron Prichette and Aaron Goodvin. Aaron and Aaron, welcome, guys, in town for the Sask Country Showcase, which goes tonight at SaskTel Center, and all the proceeds raised are going to the Crisis Nursery. I assume something close to your heart.
Yeah, absolutely. It's I think it's a huge thing that's close to my heart. Obviously, for kids, when anything involving kids, underprivileged kids or kids going through crisis, you know, like the Crisis Nursery helps them with. I want to be a part of it no matter what.
All right. And so now each of you are going to be performing a whole set. How does this all work? Because there's 10 of you. There's 10 of you, so we can't be there all night. We would like to be, but we can't be.
I believe it's 4 songs each.
Okay.
It's kind of like a Songwriters in the Round, acoustically.
Oh, so do you get a chance to, you know, share with the audience what some of these songs? I love those nights.
Yeah, no, they're the best. I mean, they're like the best shows ever. I think, you know, they started in Nashville way back, and they started making their way up north in the past few years, where people are like, well, why don't we start doing, you know, Songwriter in the Round things? And, you know, I've lived in Nashville for 10 years in March, and I'm just like, these are my favorite types of shows because it gives you a chance to see the songs that and the stories behind the songs that made, you know, songs famous or even songs that you've never heard before. You know, like I'm kind of a guy who writes songs all the time, so I'm always trying to bounce them off people, and so it's a really great opportunity to do that in you know, for such a great cause.
Okay, so let me ask you this, because again, I love the stories behind the songs. I really do. Do you ever find, though, that when you tell the actual story behind the song, that the audience might be a little bit disappointed? And I only bring up that story because my wife, one of her favorite songs, I told her one day what the story was behind the song. She was so disappointed because in her mind it was something entirely different.
Well, and that's an interesting point. It really is. You know, and I think if you're a smart songwriter, you really just put in the points of the story that, you know, yeah, like that just really, you know, that enhance what people are, you know, thinking. I mean, I always think, like, you know, I think social media, like in general, kind of shines this light on an artist's career, you know, where I'm like, I don't do a whole lot of it because I know that, you know, I know what people think I'm doing is probably a lot cooler than what I'm actually doing.
Yeah,
you know,
don't ruin it for me.
Well, with Hold My Beer, for example, a lot of people are like, did that really happen to you? Did you actually do that, or did you have it happen to you? And I said, no, I saw it on the back of a T-shirt. And they're like, oh, really? You know, the story behind it is not literally what was written. You know, it wasn't an experience that I had necessarily.
But some of the stories that you do have, and I find it interesting where you get some of them. For example, it's to me, I find that fascinating that you would get a song idea from the back of a T-shirt.
Yeah.
Like, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, you know what? I was DJing at a club, a country club, and this guy who was a bull rider, he had it on the back of his T-shirt. And the funny thing is that was 1997. I remember it specifically. Didn't write the song until 2005. Didn't even think about the T-shirt until I was in a songwriting session with Derek Rattan and Mitch Merritt. And we couldn't come up with a title that we wanted to write that day, a hook line. And it literally popped into my head. It's like, I saw this T-shirt one time. It said, hold my beer while I kiss your girlfriend. Instantly, we just wrote that song. Created a story around it, and
see, that's the interesting
part. Legacy.
Sometimes you get a line that you just this has to be the hook in the song. Now I need to.
Yeah.
It's kind of like getting a punchline, and then you have to create the joke.
Well,
Aaron's
absolutely
much more experienced at that.
Well, it's like one of those things. You know, like I can't go anywhere without playing Lonely Drums. So you know, like Lonely Drums is a song that, like, basically, I think it's when the perfect hook kind of drops out of the sky. And then for me, it's like, how do I relate this to my life? You know, I've probably been stood up by more girl. I mean, I call this BV, before my wife Victoria, BV. you know, I could not get girls to come over to save my life. Like, I just had no talent in that department. And I really didn't have any game. And I probably still don't, you know, I'm scared to even think about that. But it's like one of those things where, you know, we were writing another song, and then my co-writer says, man, I love this song because it just beats on that lonely drum. And I was like, what did you say? Like, I was like, she was like, it beats on that lonely drum. I was like, I want to write that. And then I just kind of used my experience of, you know, not being able to get girls to come over. And the next thing you know, you have like this, you know, this hit song that's a big platinum record. And it's just unbelievable. And that, those are the kind of crazy stories that you hear. They're not always like that. You know, they're not always, you know, like that kind of fall from the sky thing. You know, but it's always so interesting to find out like where these songs came from and why did you write it and you know all that fun stuff.
That alone for me is reason enough to attend tonight's.
Yeah, everybody's got to come.
I love those stories, guys. Thank you for stopping by. Appreciate it. It's going to be a great show tonight, guaranteed. And you can still get your tickets at the TCU Place box office. Thanks for stopping
by. Beautiful. Thank you. Pleasure.